What is your big decision today? It may be big, maybe small. 1-800-330-9999. Most Americans have a hard time making decisions, so we try to help you out with it.
Yeah, I mean, big or small, everybody is faced with decisions every day. So you've seen me texting over here a little bit more than normal over the last 8 minutes or so.
Yeah, what are you doing? You're not paying attention.
Well, today I have a big decision. Either I'm going to piss off my wife or disappoint my kid. So it's one or the other.
All right, what's happening?
Well, my son really wants a jet ski. He's been all over a jet ski.
Still this jet ski?
Yeah, so here's the thing is you can't get them. Nobody's delivering them on time, all right? They're not showing up on time. And he's very impatient, just like his mother in many ways. So The problem is that he's been working really hard. He's been making great money. It's up to him if he wants to do it. If he needs me to co-sign, I said, you know what? You caught me at the right time. I'll do it. So we put a deposit down on one jet ski. Jet ski has not come in yet at this point. Brand new jet ski. Beautiful jet ski. Hasn't come in yet at this point.
Okay.
Now he wants to buy a used jet ski that's down the street that he can find that he can ride it right now because his friends are already out on the river. I kind of get it. I kind of understand it. But he wants to do it like today because he believes that it'll be sold like, you know, in the next 15 minutes or whatever. And of course, my wife needs me to back her up because she's getting ready to fly to go see her sister in California. So I either run around with my wife and handle the things that she needs all day, or I make this stop over at the jet ski place, too. By the way, the jet ski place on the other side of the planet. Take me like an hour to get there.
I mean, you got to just, why can't Alicia come with you to sign for this other jet ski?
Because she's like, jet ski problems are not real problems.
Okay.
She's like, I have travel problems. Those are real problems.
Well, you want my opinion on what you should do?
Yeah, what are we going to do?
I think your decision there is... You just say to her, I don't want to disappoint our son, and we're all going to go together.
It's a family affair.
Right.
So the baby wins just because he's the baby. He has a beard.
Yeah.
I've told you this before. He's a grown man.
Yes,
he has a beard.
It's a tough decision. I think that Alicia just has to, like, suck it up because the kids always trump everything happening in her life anyway.
I don't know.
My decision is dire as that.
It doesn't involve water equipment?
You know, I bought a dress that was final sale, and I knew it didn't fit, and it was a size too small.
So it was a halo dress. It was, you know, a gold dress.
Yeah. So yeah. I say, all right, I lose 6 pounds before my vacation next month. I go, this dress is golden, right?
You've been talking about this.
Yep. But my husband went to my mom's house last night, and she sent home this most delicious tray of pasta with meatballs, right? And I just can't describe how delicious these meatballs look. So last night, I go, I'm only going to have one meatball. So I had the meatball. I go, that's it. Just one.
Yeah, just one.
But now, I said, tomorrow I'm going to be good. No more meatballs.
Yeah.
All I keep thinking about is, like, I want to go home and I want to eat. I want to plow right through
the tray. So the meatballs, they're still in your fridge.
Yeah.
That was the mistake you made. Because if you were really committed to doing the right thing, you would have thrown them out.
My mouth is
as soon as you ate the one, you would have thrown the rest out.
No, other people in the house. Other people have to eat the meatballs, Raven. What are you, crazy?
Well,
this is my mom's meatballs.
If you were doing the right thing, they should be gone by the time you get home.
Should I eat the meatballs, yes or no?
I would want them.
See?
I mean, I would want them. Yeah. You're going to be mad about it later.
Yeah, it's true.
But if you don't eat them, guess what? You're going to eat something else tomorrow or whatever, and you'll be just as mad at yourself.
I could have a protein shake. Oh, God, it's not the same as my mom's
versus
meatballs.
Versus the meatballs,
yeah.
Right.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What's the big decision that you have to make today? What's your big decision today? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. I'm trying to lose a few pounds so I could fit into this dress that I bought when I go on vacation next month, and I said I was going to be good, and then last night, my husband stopped at my mom's house on the way home and came back with this big tray of pasta and meatballs, and I just want to eat all the meatballs.
It's tough to be a girl, man, those different things that you got to manage. That one meatball could push it. Maximum density, or if you forego, maybe you would fit right in it like a slinky model.
Oh, hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Anna, I actually have a solution for your problem.
Don't say eat only eat half a meatball, because I'm not going to eat half a meatball.
Right, I mean, don't even say cut a meatball in half, because we all know that's ridiculous.
Freeze the meatballs, go on your trip, come home and eat them, and they'll taste just as good, I promise.
She's not freezing them. The parents own restaurants. She's not freezing them. She can get meatballs whenever she wants. These are meatballs that were pressed upon her, and she could not deny the meatballs. It's a different circumstance.
Oh, all right.
They're so good.
Well, now I totally understand. I don't have a solution. Eat the meatballs.
That's what I'm saying. See, right? I mean, we're powerless. We're all powerless here. Right.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What's your big decision today?
My decision is that my daughter has been begging to get her first manicure and pedicure, and I told her she's too young. But I'm thinking I might let her do it.
How old is she?
She's 4.
Okay.
Well,
it depends. So, Hayden, my oldest, she was 3. And she was like, I mean, just like her nails, and just her manicure. I mean, it was like a fun little girl. She, you know, mommy gets it. She would go. Yeah. Not like a full manicure. Like, they just painted her nails.
Sure.
And it was really cute and fun. Dakota, who's 2.5, I can't imagine taking her anytime soon.
If she sits in the chair.
Yeah, forget it.
She's going to kick that lady.
Yeah, no, she's not allowed.
No. I mean, come on.
Is she responsible for where, like, she really wants to and she'll sit there and, you know, she'll sit there quietly?
I think she would, possibly, if I'm talking to her. She might stay seated.
She would, possibly, if I'm talking to her. Right?
Yeah.
I say go for it.
Hi, Anna and Raven. What's your big decision for today?
I have to decide whether to spend Father's Day morning with my kids or go golfing with my buddies. So my wife says it's up to me, but I think it's a trap.
Right. It's usually a trap, man. It is usually a trap. But, I mean, it is supposed to be your day. What'd she do on Mother's Day? Did she go do her own thing, or did she, you know, spend it with you guys all day?
I sent her for a massage because I knew she'd enjoy that, so she was gone for most of the day, and then we all had dinner together.
Oh, yeah, well,
so
that's...
I was thinking we could all have dinner together as a family, but I could still golf, you know, in the morning and be back after lunch.
Well, if she did that, it's not a trap.
No.
If she spent the whole day taking care of the kids on Mother's Day, then it's a trap.
Anna, you're so wrong, right? If that's what she did, you are entitled to spend the day that way, but it's still a trap. It's 100% a trap,
agreed,
man.
That's what I'm thinking.
Good luck.
Thank you.
What's the big decision that you have to make today? It could be big. It could be small. What is it? 1-800-330-9999. It's next.